Morning. Appreciate the songs, appreciate the testimonies, and I can't start this without my testimony. I was praying all week and about some thoughts and the things the Lord wanted me to say to encourage all of us. And the Lord brought that song to my mind. What has the Lord done for thee? The greatest blessing and healing I've ever received in my life was salvation. When I think about where I had been in sin and all the 4 or 5 times that things happened to me, I should be dead today. But because of the love of God, he saw something in me. I could never understand what it was that he saw in me. But when he came to me where I can understand, and I know that all of those, you who's ever been in sin, you know what I'm talking about. He actually changed night into day. I didn't have to beg him. When I came to him, ready to give up and ask him, Lord, forgive me for my sins. That's my testimony. Lord, forgive me for my sins. For all the things that I did, Lord, that qualified me for death. But God, in his mercy and love, turned me, spared me, and cleaned me up. He didn't do it instantly because I didn't jump in with everything. I did it halfway. But I thank God that he didn't cast me away. I thank God that my soul is overflowing. I thank God that he saw me in the ruins I was in. He saw me in that last place where I should have been dead right then. But he saw me and he put his hand of mercy upon me. Oh, I thank God for this wonderful salvation. He healed my mind. When I came and sat on that altar and asked the saints to pray for my mind was wild and unattained, and God couldn't get in the right way. But I asked them, I need God. I need him to heal my mind. I need him to heal my emotions. I need him to heal my hatred and my bitterness about those who I feel did me wrong. That's my testimony. He came in and he touched me over and over and over again. Even those times when I did not just jump all in, he still kept his hand of mercy over me. I'm supposed to be in eternity today in hell. And we know that the enemy tells us, in 1 Peter 5:8, he tells us about the enemies walking around as a roaring lion, trying to destroy your soul, the soul and mind of children. Oh, praise God. I'm so thankful. It is all of our responsibility to pray for every soul, every man, and every woman. Saints, pray for me that I don't get too happy. Pray for me. Pray for me that God can hold me still, because he's a loving God. He's a merciful God. That's my testimony. We need God this morning to bless the hearts and minds of every man and woman, every boy and girl everywhere, every nation. We need God to bless them. We need God to let them know that they're worth something. People tell you you're not worth nothing. God said you are. What does it say in John 3:16, Nathan? What does it say in that? Now we want to pick out groups. You can come in, you can come in, and you can come in, but you can't come, and you can't come, because you ain't worth nothing. But that's not what God said. What did God say? Praise the Lord, what he said.
For God so loved the world.
God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. Whosoever should not perish, but everlasting life.
Praise God. Whosoever. They say, well, you know, there are 7,000 languages in the world. God speaks all the languages. He knows where everybody's at. He knows just where we are. And we are a blessed people. Now I want to get to what I want to talk about this morning. We talked about the song about satisfying my soul. Oh, I tell you, he satisfied my soul. I had to make decisions whether to go or not to go. I wanted my husband to be saved with me, but he decided not to go. And I went on anywhere. And you know what? My soul is satisfied. We sing that song. He was crucified for who? For me. He died for me. And I thank God with all that's within me that he died for me. We sing that song. Rejoice furthermore. There are some things the heart to rejoice in. But God, in his mercy, will help us to rejoice right in it. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. We sing that song about I'm reigning in this life. Are you really reigning in this life? Are you reigning in the midst of where you are? Are you dealing with what comes to you and me every day? Are you dealing with what's happening in your home, in your communities, on your job, in your family, and your friends? Are you really reigning in this life? Praise God. My joy is overflowing. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Will someone get 1 Peter 5:7 and hold it? Would you get Hebrews 13:5 and hold it? And would you get 2 Corinthians 12:9 and hold it? I want to say this. We have been disrupted. We was already a wreck. But then here come COVID-19. We got things all around us. We got distress and mental and emotional needs, not just out there, but in our families and our friends that need God in his mercy to let them know he's still their God. He still is going to help them and you and me. All the little children made me think about when I was a little child and some things I did. But God in his mercy kept me from drowning. I had no business being down there. Our mother had told us, don't you go down to that canal. There we were. I couldn't swim a lick. And I got pulled out by one of my brothers. See, that was God's mercy. I was down there because of being hard-headed. But God, in his mercy, he loved me. I told you all before, I can't figure out why God loves me. I can't figure it out, but I know he do. Even when I was doing wrong, I knew he loved me. Praise God. I thank the Lord. We got to let people know that they're important, that God values them, that he loved them. I don't care what they got into. I want you to know God can forgive you. All you have to do is repent. Do you know what that means? Asking God to forgive you for your sins. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to a young man. I was amazed that he knew the difference between a Christian and a pretender. And as he talked to me, and I was looking at him, and I was shocked that he knew. He knew that there's a difference. He said, I want you to see this. Oh, thank God for his mercies to his people. Will somebody read, please? 1 Peter 5:7.
Casting all your care upon him.
Amen.
For he cares for you.
Amen. Cast all your cares. What is it? What is your care today? I want to talk about being happy in the Savior. See, those these songs that we sang this morning. The reason we can sing those songs, because we're happy in the Savior, not happy by ourselves. We're happy in the Savior, praise the Lord. Cast your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you. Don't think he don't, because he does, praise the Lord. Hebrews 13:5, what does it say?
Let your conversation be without covetousness.
Amen.
And be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave
you. I won't leave you. I'm not going to ever leave you. It doesn't matter what you feel.
I'm never going to leave you. And I want you to be content. That doesn't mean you don't want to be closer to God. That doesn't mean that you don't want to have more love. It's just be content. Don't be reaching out for things. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God. It tells us in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30, what does it say? He said, come what? Come unto me. Come to me. Come to me with your care. Come to me with your concerns. Come to me with your burdens. Come on to me. Take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn of me. Come to him in all conditions and circumstances and situations, no matter how you feel. Praise the Lord. Come on to me. I thank God for his confiding love. I thank him for the love that he gives us. I thank him for the grace that he gives. I appreciate that. He keeps us, what? Pure and free. He keeps us. As the sister was saying, we don't have to sin every day. We know better than that. But there are millions that don't know. They repent every day. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus died on that cross for all men. For you don't have to keep doing that. He did it for us and them. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. That grace that he gives us. Grace is unmerited favor. Something we don't deserve. But he gives us to it anyway. Praise the Lord. He says in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9.
And he said unto me.
He said.
My grace is sufficient for thee.
My grace.
For my strength is made perfect.
My strength. It's made. See, God's grace. God's grace. This grace comes from the Old Testament, a word meaning loving kindness. That's the character of our Father. And he wants us to have that too. That kindness toward people. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. That's why we're happy in the Savior. Because of the grace that God gives us. Praise the Lord. Happy with the peace. You guys know what peace is? Peace abiding in your soul. As the sister said, when she laid down, she don't have to worry if God calls us while we're sleeping. Praise the Lord. We're packed and we're ready to go. Praise the Lord. And then he sanctified our soul. This is why we're happy in the Savior, because we're walking hand in hand with him, no matter how bad we feel. Praise the Lord. That's a trick of the devil. Want to make us feel bad, but that's okay. And then it says, there's something God is requiring of us. It's in Mark 12 and 30. I want all of you and all of my children to love him with our whole heart, with a whole mind and soul and strength. He wants us to love him like that. He don't want us having another love in our life. He wants to be the love in our life. Praise the Lord. Thank God. I thank him for what he's doing. I thank him that all of us are hiding in his bosom. Praise the Lord. I thank him. If someone can get Job 33 and 4, and Job 32 and 8. And while you're doing that, I want to say that. We all know what John 10 and 10 said about the enemy coming to do what? To steal, to kill them. What? He wants to destroy the very essence of who we are. But we thank God that he is the author and the finisher of it all. Praise the Lord. If you got Job 33 and 4 and 32 and 8, please. Amen.
The Spirit of God hath made me.
Yes.
The breath of the Almighty.
Yes.
Giveth me life.
Oh, the breath. The breath of God. The first man he made and breathed in his nostrils. And he became a living soul. God wanted all of us to be a living soul for him. That we were able to touch somebody in a way where they'll have a thought in their mind
Is this real? It is real. We know 2/3 of the world don't believe in God, don't believe in heaven and hell. They don't believe that. But those of his, when he come back, he's going to take those that do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Read the next one, please.
But there is a spirit in man.
Yes.
And an inspiration.
Amen.
Of Almighty given.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Get a 2 Timothy 3:2-5. Hold it. I want to say something right here. He gives us life and breath. And he sweetens all our days with pleasure. He's sweetened. This is why we're happy in the Savior. He sweetens all our days. It can't get too sweet. He sweetened us. He wants us to stay sweet in our trials and storms. Do we want that? Yes. He wants us to stay sweet in all our disappointments, all our pain and sorrow. Yes, he wants us to stay sweet when we're sick and we got family problems. He wants us to stay sweet in all of those things. That is his requirement for us. And we can do it. And it can't get too sweet. Praise the Lord. Thank God. 2 Timothy 3:2-5, please.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves,
yes.
Covetous, boasters, proud,
yes.
Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection,
yes, Lord.
Truth breakers, false accusers,
amen.
Fierce, despisers of those,
yes.
That are good,
traitors,
petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures,
amen.
Lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power.
Denying the power.
Such turn away.
Now we're in this world with them. They're everywhere. We're numbered 1,000 to 1. With all this chaos, all this covetousness, all this self-indulgence. The Lord wants us to stay sweet. Does he? Yes. And all these boasters, all these disobedient children. The Lord wants us to remain sweet, yes? And all the false accusers, all the high-minded people, the Lord wants us to remain sweet, yes? And all of these things, and all the traitors and disobedient, the Lord wants us to remain sweet, yes? Yes. Amen. In Luke 1:37, do you believe this? It says, with God, nothing is what? Impossible to him. That's why we're happy in our Savior. Praise God. Thank the Lord. He have a place prepared for us right now today. A place. Oh, thank God. A sweet, blessed place. Thank the Lord. So when we do fall asleep, guess what? We're going to wake up where? In heaven. Praise the Lord. Because of this grace, salvation. That's why we're happy in the Lord. And when people say, you can't be that happy, they don't know our Lord. They don't know what he's saying to us through the day. They don't know the whispers to our soul. They don't know when we cry out about whatever it is that we need. They don't know, praise God. So they can say whatever they want. We know it is true, praise God. Those that's close to me and say it's all a farce, it's not true. I'm praying with everything within me for the saints, children's children, children's children, that they may wake up one day. But the Lord let me know they all are not gonna make it. Not because they can't, but because they refuse salvation. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Will you read, please? Matthew 5:43. Amen. This has been one of my hardest scriptures in my early life. Read 43, 44, and 45, please. Matthew 5.
You've heard that it hath been said,
you heard it say,
love thy neighbors,
yes,
and hate thine enemies. But I say unto you,
yes,
love your enemies,
love them,
bless them that curse you,
amen,
do good to them that hate you,
yeah,
and pray for them which despitefully
praise the you, Lord, amen, yes,
that ye may be the yes, children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the
Lord
rise on the evil,
yes,
and on the good.
Praise the Lord,
rain on the just,
amen,
and on the unjust.
Amen. And there's another scripture to say, I'm going to comment about this after a while. It says, in everything, give thanks. It didn't say for everything. It said, in everything, give thanks. So, Lord, I love you. We love you. And we're happy in you. But are you telling us, Lord, to love our enemies and bless those that curse us? Yes. Are you telling us be good to them that hate you? Yes. Are you telling us, Lord, to pray for those which despitefully use you? They got it set up to do that. Yes. We can't do it outside of the power of God. We have to have the Holy Spirit inside of us to love someone that despitefully doing you and your family wrong. They hate us. They let us know. Sometimes maybe they'll tell you, I hate you. Well, we have to love them in the love of God. That's why we're happy in our Savior. I'm happy in the Savior. In John 16 and 22, because of the joy that he gives us. I'm happy, and we're happy because of our circumstances, and we're still happy. Amen. I'm happy in the Savior for helping us with our emotions, our mental, our spiritual, and our physical. I'm happy that he helps us with that. I'm happy that he helps us in our long suffering of things that come against us. I'm happy. One of Sister Willie's favorite scriptures used to say a lot is James 1, 22 and 25. Sister Willie, can you find James 1, 22 and 25? But I want to say this. Contented. Do you know what that means? To be contented, that was one of my problems. Yeah, hold it. Find that James 1, 22, 25 and hold it, please.
But be ye doers of the word.
Okay.
And not hearers only.
Amen. Yes. 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 Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes, my Lord. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. And then when we pray, I have friends, she don't pray to Jesus. They don't believe in Jesus, but they believe in God. Scripture says, ask in whose name? In the name of Jesus. No other name but in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank the Lord. I want to get back to this contentment. People are hard to be contented, even God's people. Always want more and bigger and better. That's the way we are. But he wants us to learn to be content. Praise the Lord. Nathan, did I ask you to find a scripture? Okay. Thank you. You can find Matthew 25 and 21. Just hold it. I want to say this to you. Everybody in here know how to be saved, right? We come on down to these altars and get on our knees and ask God to forgive us and come into our hearts. And then if you're not at church and you feel this conviction and you want to be saved, no matter where you are, you get on your knees.
Ask God to forgive you. Come into your heart and save you. Praise God. And he will give you salvation. And then he will teach you step by step what it means. I want to say this to you. Psalms 34 and 8 said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. I will guarantee you, if you really taste and see, you're going to say, I want some more. Praise God. You're not going to turn around and walk away and say, that ain't nothing. Oh, yes, it is. Praise the Lord. And it said, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man also that trusts in him. Praise the Lord. And Psalms 144:15 says, happy are that people whose God is Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy. It tells us, Nathan, would you get Proverbs 29:18, please? Thank you, Lord. We need to learn to rejoice and thank and praise God. Do you guys know what tears are? I cried a few buckets of tears in my life. And the scripture says about God drying our tears. I cried so much that I couldn't do nothing but moan. And God spoke and said, it'll be better for the own. Just because he don't remove things away from you right away, it doesn't mean he's not going to give it to you. Unless he tell us, my grace is what? Is sufficient. That means whatever your condition or my condition is, our family, all the things that make us nervous, God's grace is sufficient. And he's going to hold it for you and me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you find that, Nathan? Proverbs 29:18. Thank the Lord.
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
Oh,
he
Lord.
That keepeth the yeah. law, happy is he.
Keeping whose law? Keeping the law of God. When it comes to dealing with ourselves, even though keeping the law of man, while we're driving around on the streets and nobody watching you, right? And you want to go through it. You got to be careful going through those lights. You have to be careful. That's a good way to be in a wreck and get killed or hurt someone. God wants all of us. And it tells us in Matthew 5:9, I want you to be a peacemaker. That's why we're happy in the Lord. I don't want you arguing and fighting. I want you to make for peace in your home. The Lord wants us to be comforters because he comforts us. And there are people around us that need comfort. Amen. Matthew, would you read that? Matthew 25 and 21. Praise God. Thank the Lord.
The Lord said unto him,
yes.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Thou hast been faithful over a few things.
Yes, amen.
Thou hast been ruler over many things.
Praise the Lord.
Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Oh, my Lord. That's what we want, right? And Deuteronomy 31 and 6 says, be strong in the Lord. He won't forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:18, the Lord is going to go before us. If there's any danger before us, he's going before us. He's going to protect us. And Joshua 1:5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, God said, I will be with you. That's why we're happy in the Savior. I will not fail you nor forsake you. There's a lot of relationships that's been forsaken. There's a lot of fathers and husbands are walking away. But God said, I will not fail you and I will not forsake you. He's our God. Praise the Lord.
And Jeremiah 1:9 says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither thou be dismayed. We have a lot of things around us that can cause us to be afraid. But he says, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. Yes. It doesn't matter where you are. God sees you there. Yes. And he sees me. Praise the Lord. Read Isaiah 41:10, please. Coming down to a conclusion. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Mm-hmm. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
Yes.
I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee.
Yes.
Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand.
Amen.
Of my righteousness.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is one of my favorites. Romans 8:35-39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Do you know anybody that can separate us from the love of Christ? No. Will tribulation separate us? No. Are distress or persecution separate us? No. Famine or nakedness, a peril of sword, will that separate us? No. As it is written, for thy sake, we, God's children, are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. Nay, in all of these things, we're what? We're much more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. I believe this now. I'm persuaded. Neither death can't separate us. Life can't separate us. Angels or principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Before a lot of us leave this world, you're going to see a lot of other things that God didn't want to happen. But because of the hardness in the hearts of men and women and boys and girls, he's going to move over and allow it. Says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are happy in the Savior. Amen. Can you sing that song, Happy in the Savior? Praise the Lord.